In advance of their Irish Aid volunteering fair taking place today at the Printworks in Dublin Castle, I caught up with head of COLOV, Mark Cumming, last night, and he told me all about what people can expect at the Printworks at Dublin Castle today until 5 at the Irish Aid volunteering fair. He began by telling me all about Ireland's tradition of volunteering.
There's a long history in Ireland of people being involved in international volunteering for development. And then bringing that learning back home and being active on development and justice issues here. So at the fair in Dublin Castle until 5, there'll be over 35 organisations there and sharing kind of information about what they do and the sort of options that are there for people to get involved in volunteering. There'll also be a number of workshops happening during the day outside of the main concourse. When there'll be a chance to talk to people who return volunteers, people who have had recent experiences, and also workshops about fundraising, because you know fundraising can be an issue for some of the placements, and workshops about taking care of yourself while overseas. So a very kind of rounded day. It'd be a busy full day and very enjoyable. Lots of different types of organisations there. And we look forward to seeing people.
What types of organisations are working in the sector at the moment, or whereabouts are they working, just to give people an idea of that?
Yeah, so we as COLOV have the Code of Good Practice, for which there's about 43 Irish organisations signed up to it. And so we kind of track data on the number of people involved in volunteering overseas. And last year, there were over 2,000 people working across 50 different countries on all the continents of the globe. So, yeah, but the Irish have a lot of connections, a lot of reach, and there's plenty of scope for people to get involved.
And are there any kind of key places at the moment that are looking for volunteers, or is it very much open to everybody's individual preference?
There would be options in many places. Some organisations would focus on particular countries. Some organisations would be working in multiple countries. So that all can be discussed when people go around the stands.
And you mentioned the fundraising there. Like, is that an impediment to some people to volunteer, or how can that be overcome?
Well, again, it depends on which organisation people go with. But typically, the shorter-term placements, it would involve a certain amount of fundraising to help support the costs of travel for the individual who's going. For the longer-term placements, people going for a year and more, typically then people aren't involved in having to fundraise for that. But they obviously may fundraise to kind of help kind of defray the costs for the organisation that's recruiting them.
And the kind of work then that the people can expect to do when they go abroad, is it very varied? Is there any particular skills looked for at the moment? Or?
Yeah, when we look at the range of people that worked overseas last year, medical health professionals, teachers, engineers, youth workers, and also, you know, people in business, accountants, people involved in entrepreneurship, and also people in various construction-related trades.
Are there people of any particular age particularly invited, or is it open to everybody?
Yeah, so increasingly over the last number of years, we've seen probably a greater diversity in the range of ages, with more and more early retired people also getting involved, and then younger people, under 25. So yeah, a great range of backgrounds, skills and experiences are involved.
And what kind of experiences then would people have? Would they vary greatly between those different age categories, or do people generally report the same things from the places that they go to?
Maybe taking somebody who maybe was involved in education, increasingly they would be involved in more teacher training, in that type of support type work. So leaving a longer legacy behind, and not directly doing the work of what could be done locally by a local teacher. So trying to add value, add capacity, that then is, you know, builds sustainability for the longer term for the particular work and programme involved.
Just when you mentioned that, there was actually a former school principal in my own village here, and I'm originally from Wexford, and I know our former principal went over to, Zanzibar, possibly, a country like that involved in teacher training. I'm not sure whether you might know of the person, whether they were involved with Irish Aid, but sounds like they had a fascinating story. I saw they were recently featured on something like Nationwide, maybe one of those programmes. And when you see the kind of great experiences that people can have, I think it really opens the eyes of others to kind of follow in their footsteps like that then and to leave a legacy, like you say.
Yeah. And I suppose that's willingness to, I suppose, go and experience the other, that willingness to kind of have your preconceptions challenged, that willingness to have to work in a very different cultural context, maybe not with the same resources and backing that you might have here. And to kind of, you know, be resourceful and then having to accommodate, doing things somebody else's way, and taking the time to learn that as well, and not expecting that things will be the way that they would be for you here if you were working here. So there's great learning in that. There's great richness in that, in terms of personal growth and development for the people involved as well. So it's not an all one-way traffic. Many volunteers would report that, you know, a sense of great satisfaction, sure, for the work that they've done, but a sense of that they've taken as much from the experience as they've left behind.
And do you find then that many people like that will go abroad and maybe spend a couple of years kind of getting embedded in a culture like that, as well as the people then who are more short term? What would the kind of breakdown be like that, do you know? Or
increasingly, yeah, the people going for 2 years would be no longer the majority of the people involved in international volunteering. So there is an increasing emphasis on shorter term placements. But there is the mix there. And so for those, very often what you see is maybe people who would go away on the longer term placements might have been involved beforehand, shorter term programmes, and somewhat, as it were, been bitten by the bug.
Absolutely. And for people who do go abroad then, is there much of a preparation process required? Is there, vaccinations and all that kind of thing required before people can go abroad, or how does that work?
Yeah, so obviously people have to go through a selection process. Sometimes people think that because they're volunteering, they can just kind of walk in and volunteer, but no, it doesn't work like that. So there is a need to go through a selection process, and there is an online course that COLAV does called Thinking of Volunteering, Where Do I Start? That kind of helps people to think through their motivations and think through why do they want to do this, and to reflect on all the various issues to ensure that they are well prepared. And then going through the selection process with the agencies concerned, and taking part then in, the agencies will lay out the sort of pre-departure program that is there, and the expectations that are, you know, that are set around going through the various stages of the pre-departure program. And also committing to doing the, you know, debriefing and post-return workshops and when people come home, because it's very important that people debrief about their time away and reflect on what they've experienced and what they've learned, and integrate that then back into the life here in Ireland.
And I'm sure there is quite a bit to be gained through having that experience abroad and then coming back into Irish culture and being able to perhaps kind of broaden mindsets here as well. Just to give people an overview of activities that are happening in the Printworks in Dublin Castle, I believe.
Yeah, the Printworks in Dublin Castle, lovely venue, very bright, very airy, very spacious. Everything is set up, ready to go. There's 35 stands. And then a number of kind of breakout rooms where there'll be different workshops and events happening. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing everybody.
Fantastic. Well, we'd certainly encourage people to get along, and very best of luck with this. It sounds like a very worthwhile event, and hopefully there'll be quite a few connections sparked there, and people will get to perhaps sample some of that volunteering opportunities that are there abroad, and making a difference and building a legacy abroad as there is opportunity to do. Thanks very much for chatting about that.
Thanks, Sarah.
Definitely like people to get along, and best of luck with this. Thanks very much.